Right. If you ain't legal, you can't fly with the eagle, folks. That's all we're asking. Get legal, soar all day long. But if you ain't legal, you ain't flying with the eagle. Okay. Dan Howard here, your host of Outraged Patriots Radio Show, broadcasting live from Tulsa, Oklahoma on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay. You can tune in to many good shows. We've got Drew Raines, a great retired Marine of Little Rock, Arkansas, has the American Disquisition on every weekday from 11 a.m. to noon on the American Voice Radio Network at Central Time. If you're on the West Coast, out there in San Diego, this is a great man, a great patriot, and he is standing up for the truth in this country. I want you to check out the Drew Raines Show, the American Disquisition. You can get details at this website, amarinesdisquisition.com. That's A, and then the word Marines, and then Disquisition, DISQUISITION.com. I hope I got that out right. But Drew is a great man. He's a good friend of mine. And matter of fact, he was one of the first radio interviews I ever did in my life. And Drew, we appreciate you on this Memorial Day. Also, we've got a great hero, one of the most decorated soldiers of all time, has a show on the American Voice Radio Network, Colonel Bo Greitz of the Green Berets, and his show is Freedom Call. You can catch Bo and Drew and several other really good talk show hosts. The schedule is available at theamericanvoice.com. Great people. Glad to be here with them. As I was talking before a break, I appeared before the Tulsa City Council meeting Thursday night, and I raised Cain. I'd heard these hypocritical leaders get up in front of the city council protesting that we should not make a policy in this city for police to be able to check the immigration status of those arrested for felonies and misdemeanors. You know, what kind of sense that makes, I don't know. I turned to the crowd on the half of the room that had, I'll tell you, majority of it must have been illegal aliens, because one fella on our side that spoke before me got up here and he just turned to the crowd and said, "Hey, I got a question for you people. Who in this country is here in your crowd that's here illegally?" Well, about three or four hands went up. Then I counted about three or four or five seconds, and you wouldn't believe, every one of the people in that Hispanic crowd raised their hand. Probably from 50 to 75 people in that group raised their hands sky high, and basically they held up all fingers, but we saw the middle finger most pronounced in that motion. They were sending a message that we are all illegal aliens. Whether we're legal or not, we side with the illegals, and we're here in your city council meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we're taking you on in your own city. We're not even citizens of your country, but we're going to fly our flag from a pole called the middle finger and let you see it, and we're going to tell you that we're going to be here trying to side with your sanctuary city mayor and your former sanctuary city police chief that's up here talking for us tonight. And we are going to fight you on this deal. Well, and then the words racism started coming into some of the conversations, and I finally thought, hey, forget this speech. I was really afraid I wasn't going to get a talk that night, because I was invited to go on a radio show at 10:30, give an interview in Los Angeles on the John Ziegler Show out there on KFI 640 AM. He's a great talk show host, and he's very strong on the anti-illegal alien effort. It was my pleasure to go on the John Ziegler Show and express what had happened to me in a recent interview in the Oklahoma City media, where the local LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, I believe is what they call themselves, LULAC. I'd say liberal activist communists, but either way, Latin American Citizens, LULAC. They, our billboard had been up here in Tulsa, and they, none of the Oklahoma City media had covered it for 2 months. They knew it was up, and it was in Tulsa for a month, and then it was flying right there at the intersection of Interstate 35 and Interstate 40 in Oklahoma City. The billboard didn't even get any news media for 7.5 weeks until an email came in, an email from one of the LULAC people, wanted to know why it was possible to raise a racist billboard. And this billboard has nothing to do with racism. Either way, I'll get back to that story here in a little bit. But I was worried I wasn't going to get to speak to the council because I was going to give a talk with John Ziegler on that. And I got in there about 10 after 10 p.m. I got up there and I told these people what I thought about this idiotic policy that was probably drafted under the retired chief's administration 15, 20 years ago that allowed our city to get in this situation. Well, we've got approximately 100,000 illegals in this city. Sanctuary city policies are the only thing that allow that to happen. If you have cities with a law enforcement agency that is authorized to enforce the federal immigration laws or at least assist those officials in their line of duty, those federal agents, they're allowed to check the immigration status of the people they run into on the street that are suspects in crimes. When the city keeps this police department from not being able to do that, I truly feel you've got a 14th Amendment violation. I believe that's the right amendment here, bear with me if I'm wrong, in that it is a violation of the amendment that calls for equal protection under the law. And the way I say that is, I'm a former police officer. Every time I stopped people on the highway when I was working traffic, I requested their identification. I automatically assumed they were American citizens for the most part because we're in America and we didn't have this illegal alien invasion like we do now. I can't imagine what it's like for the guys that are out there working the streets now having to put up with this. But when I stopped U.S. citizens, and when they still do it to this day, they ask them, I need your driver's license, I need to see your ID, I need to see your registration, I need to see your insurance. We, as U.S. citizens, have to cough up our identity. If you step out, you don't have a driver's license. If you don't have registration, if you don't have insurance, if you don't have any form of ID, you are going to get the third degree till they get a reasonable explanation of who you really are. But it's kind of become quid pro quo, if you want to call it, status quo, that the law enforcement, if they run into a suspected illegal alien, well, the federal government's not going to do anything about this. Let's just write him a ticket and send him packing because he's just going to take up a bed in the jail space that some real, hardcore, more violent criminal needs to be occupying. And they end up usually cutting them loose. Now, I'm not saying they're all being cut loose. There's plenty of them showing up in traffic court here in Tulsa. And they're all up there admitting to the judge that they're here illegal in the country, or the majority of them, some of the judges have been overheard just basically telling them, well, go get legal. I mean, that tells you how frustrated our judicial and our law enforcement branches here in Oklahoma have become with the federal government when they're just telling them to go get legal because the feds weren't coming to pick them up because we didn't even have an ICE office here in the first place. That tells you what it was like and how we got here. And I told them, I blame our city's position because of the policies from these former sanctuary city politicians and police chiefs. I also called local reverend, leader of the local Hispanic community, on the carpet over, he stated he's for the immigration laws, but I said, hey, you would not get up here and take a stand. I said, man, just step up to the plate, bud. Step up to the plate. Show some manhood and say, hey, for those that up here aren't breaking the law, even if you just do this, say, I'm here for those that are abiding by the law, that have been here for a while, that have developed, residency status, they're on their way to becoming legal. That'd be one thing. He's not even doing that. He just says, hey, I support the immigration laws, but he would not come out and take a stand that we need an ICE office here in Tulsa, and he would not take a stand on what situations warranted that of ever calling the Immigration Customs Enforcement on illegal aliens. And he said he had never contacted ICE officials on anyone in his time. And he said he's been in this country 30-plus years. Well, I have a problem with that. I said, the government, they've got all kinds of records on us, Reverend Orta. I said, they get all kinds of stuff on us. And we're being held to a higher standard, and we're U.S. citizens. We're paying our bills. We're paying our taxes. You know, we carry driver's license, we carry ID, we comply with the system, bad enough as it is. I think we got enough big government like it is, but golly, we're complying. Step up to the plate. Let the legals be counted, let the illegals be counted, and of the illegals, let us get some statistics on how many of your group is out here causing problems, breaking our laws, stealing, you know, having drunk driving crashes, you know, involving rapes, murders, you know, anything that's crime. Step up to the plate and, you know, call a citizen, call legal, illegal, call an illegal, and call a criminal that's in our country illegally, call him what he is. I'm tired of it. If they're going to hold us to the same standards as everyone else in this country that's a U.S. citizen, when I say us, all of us people that are U.S. citizens that want to stop put to this these sanctuary policies in our country, then, hey, we have not one ounce of racism in us whatsoever. None of that can even be adhered to in any allegation by any of these people, because we're demanding that our laws be enforced. All we are asking for is the same rule of law that we're expected to abide by. So, you know, they want us to, the police officers, to help with the federal drug laws. They want police officers to help with, you know, federal crimes like bank robbery and things of that nature. Well, that's cool, but by gosh, they need to step up and be able to assist the federal government in identifying criminals that are illegal aliens and notifying ICE officials so they can come and assess who needs to be deported first. Yeah, I'm not an idiot. If the guy's here in on jaywalking, cut him some slack compared to if you only got so many planes on the deportation jet for, you know, rapists and armed robbers and DUIs and things like that. Let's start out with the most violent of the population of illegals to begin with. But you can't identify those people when you tie the hands of your local police. I'd like to take time while I'm on here to send my thanks to Tulsa County Sheriff Stanley Glanz and Creek County Sheriff, the county just west of Tulsa, Steve Tolliver, for both taking very tough stances against illegal immigration. The Tulsa County Sheriff's Office is having its officers trained under the federal 287G program, where they're qualified to work under the immigration laws and enforce those laws along with authorization from ICE. And his facility is being approved as a holding facility for those inmates. But I went on to tell these people at the city council meeting that it is time to pass this ordinance and take out the words "for a felony" and make it to where people are checked on their immigration status when they are arrested, and take out "for a felony" and put "booked into jail." If you take a ride to jail, you're going to get wrapped by the ICE to check your ID. Simple as that. If you're legal, fly with the eagle. If you're not, get gum. The council went on to add that language to the policy that made it both authorized to check the immigration status for illegal for illegal immigration status for felonies and misdemeanors. Tulsa Police Department hopefully should see a policy come down soon because of this resolution that was passed in a 2-to-1 ratio, 6-to-3. And I'm quite proud of Councilman Christensen and Carter and Westcott, Martinson, Eagleton, and those that supported the resolution. And I just hope that the Tulsa police officers, the majority of those that I run into who want to rid this city of crime, feel a sign of relief that they can actually make a larger dent in this problem now. And so, again, a big show of applause for the Tulsa City Council for standing up for what's, you know, legal, what's right, what's just, what's moral, and making those that are not U.S. citizens in this city stand up to the same identity test that those U.S. citizens are having to stand up to. So, Got that covered. Again, proud to have gotten that policy, that resolution run through the city council. Another thing on the agenda, I know that the majority of you listening out there won't be in range to be able to attend this event, but we have an important survey on the Outraged Patriots website. It's up the top left corner. It says click here for details. Survey basically is gathering names of folks in the Oklahoma area that would commit, or even, you know, surrounding states. So we don't care how far away you are. If you want to come to a Tom Tancredo fundraiser, we are working with Tancredo's campaign fundraiser coordinator, and we're trying to gather enough names of people that will commit to an affordable, grassroots-level, large attendance crowd fundraiser for Tom Tancredo, one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and one in Oklahoma City. No dates are set as of yet, but I'll tell you this, people, the survey's only been going on for 4 days, and we already have 25% of the names signed up that we need to be able to really make this a success to warrant Representative Tancredo's trip to Oklahoma. And names are still coming in. I've got loads of emails today from people that say that they're wanting to be placed on the list. So we're probably on up in the 30-some percent of what we need. But if you're interested in attending a fundraiser, I'm going to say sometime in this next 6 to 8 to 10 weeks in the Oklahoma area, either Tulsa or Oklahoma City, go to the OutragedPatriots.com website, click on the link up the top, important survey. It has all the details. Email us with your contact info. Let us know if you're interested in the Tulsa event or the Oklahoma City event, how to contact you, and how many will be in your party. And we will keep you advised via email and posts on the website as to when the event becomes scheduled and is ready for broadcast for date and time and things of that nature. So, again, if you want to help keep Tom Tancredo, a true American patriot that is fighting, I mean, I'm telling you, people, he is our true champion in the Republican field of candidates on securing the borders and fighting illegal immigration. We also have champions by the name of Ron Paul and Duncan Hunter. I want to make it clear that we also are highly, highly positive on these candidates as well. It appears that the RNC is trying to push Ron Paul out of the picture, but it's obvious from the amount of grassroots support that he has that he is not going away. So whether he winds up on the Republican ticket or on an independent ticket, I expect you're going to see him in this race. Time will only tell what the president and vice presidential candidates are going to be on the Republican side, but I will tell you this. It is men like Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul, or Duncan Hunter. It's going to take somebody like those men, either them or someone like them, or someone in partnership with them to save the Republican National Party, because they've had thousands of people, reports of thousands of people that have gone in to their election boards in Arizona, the state of Arizona alone over the last couple of weeks. They have torn up their voter ID cards, pitched him in the face of the receptionist and said, I am no longer a member of your party, and they're either going and registering as third party or independents because they are so frosted. They said they would have expected this arrogant defiance of the wishes of the majority of the American people from the left-wingers of the Democrat Party, but they would have never expected it from the party of Ronald Reagan. They never would have. And granted, Reagan has made his share of mistakes on this, but back in, I saw an article the other day that at least spelled it out how it is. Reagan at least called it amnesty. Back in 1986, when they passed the legislation that was supposed to grant 1.3, I believe it was, illegal immigrants protected status, it ended up being 3.4 million plus who knows how many relatives they had that came into the millions. But it was supposed to be the end-all problem to our illegal immigration problem at that time. And Senator Kennedy openly stated back in 1986 that it was going to be just that. It will be the end of all immigration problems for America, that legislation. It had to go through. And that wasn't the first time he'd said it. He'd made those comments back in 1965 when the original Immigration Act in his tenure came down. And so he's made these comments before that it was once, one time only, once in a lifetime. You know, we'll never have this problem again. We won't be evaded. He made these comments before. And look how well he's kept his promise on this. It sure doesn't look that good to me as far as legitimacy on the words that keep coming out of good old Teddy Kennedy's mouth, the captain of the Chappaquiddick swim team, I like to call him. Again, those fundraisers hopefully will be probably in the next 6 to 10 weeks here in Oklahoma. You can get details at the Outraged Patriots website, outragedpatriots.com. Something else I'd like to say is next Monday night we're going to have a couple of guests. If plans hold up like we have scheduled now, we're going to have one of the most prominent columnists on illegal immigration in the country as a guest on our show, Mr. Frosty Wooldridge of Denver, Colorado area. And we'll also have the hostage of South L.A., Terry Anderson of the Terry Anderson Show. So we hope to have two great champions on the fight against illegal immigration as guests on next Monday night, June 4th, Outrage Patriots Radio Show. All right, on to more news on the war against illegal immigration. The recent polls, like I said, have it in the 80-plus percent on U.S. citizens that state they are against this amnesty bill. They're against illegal immigration. They want our borders secured. They want criminals removed from our society that are in this country illegally. It's just unbelievable how Congress is openly just defying the American public. There's a fella by the name of Jim R. Schweitzow. He's a 46-year veteran of law enforcement out of the state of Iowa. He's a retired sheriff, and he writes occasional op-eds. I recently picked one of his up. It came out just this past week, and it was posted on the newswithviews.com site. I want to read this to you. This is a very, very old-school, intelligent, patriotic American veteran law enforcement man who's in fear for his country. The name of this article is "It's Time to Stand Up, Put Up, or Shut Up." It begins. House Minority Leader John Boehner, who is known for his candor, expressed his feelings on the Immigration Amnesty and Corporate Welfare Bill that is currently being debated in the Senate by calling the bill a piece of crap. Actually, Mr. Boehner expressed himself in more eloquently blunt terms, but in deference to the tender sensibilities of those who are easily offended by blunt language, I have altered the congressman's words a bit. But we'll just say that the subject of the piece of that the congressman referred to rhymes with wit. In actual fact, the congressman could have used any number of euphemisms, of politically correct words to express his disdain for treasonous legislation. But apparently, to his way of thinking, a piece of crap by any other name is just a piece of crap. To be sure, the congressman will come under fire from the mealy-mouthed apologists for the disastrous policies of the George W. Bush and his administration, and those communist congressional lackeys who do the administration's bidding in regard to the sellout of the country to the interest of the corporatists. We're talking here about the same corporatists who have used their ownership of the politicians to completely destroy the nation's industrial base and to alter irrevocably the job market to make it infinitely more hostile to American workers and immeasurably more favorable to illegal aliens and the industrial workers of other nations. If there are still those among us who are unaware that this country is under siege and on the doorstep of an absolute desolation wrought by the presence of 20-plus million illegal aliens who have unlawfully and surreptitiously infiltrated the borders that have deliberately been made porous and easily breached by Mr. Bush and his treacherous henchmen in and out of Congress, it must be that they are either mentally vacuous or socially isolated. The bill referred to heretofore will accelerate to full speed a precipitous slide to the ultimate demise of our culture, the complete destruction of the already crumbling schools and hospitals in the nation, and the complete obliteration of an already rapidly dwindling middle class that pays the taxes that supports these freeloaders will also be accelerated with deadly potential. Iowa Congressman Steve King has likened the bill to, quote, a hand grenade, unquote, that the Senate will likely pass before the Memorial Day break and toss back to the House as senators run for the hills in their home state. Congressman King very accurately lays the blame for such treachery where it belongs. The people on the left embrace Marxism, King said. Everyone in the Democratic side of the Judiciary Committee is embracing this plan. That tells me that I'm not wrong if I oppose it. The only thing that Congressman King failed to mention is the fact that it is George W. Bush Republican administration that is urging these Marxists on in this egregious betrayal of the people of this nation. People, this was from a retired sheriff with 46 years of experience, and I would recommend you read his article. They're on newswithfuse.com. His name's Jim R. Schweisow. That's Schweisow. This is Dan Howard. I'm your host of the Outrage Patriots Radio Show, broadcasting live from Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the American Voice Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whether you call it commercial redemption or accept it for value, The Commerce Game Exposed is the book that will help you understand this process. The fact is, there is no lawful money in circulation. The explanation and details as to how this happened are enlightening, and the instructions concerning what one can do with this information are detailed and easy to understand. Utilizing this process is not for everyone, but learning how lawful money has been turned into commercial debt instruments should be of concern to everyone. The Commerce Game Exposed book is a good tool to learn the commercial nature of the New World Order. To order the Commerce Game Exposed, go to www.theamericanvoice.com or call 541-826-9050. That's 541-826-9050.
The Freeze Dry Guy still has several animal protein products in stock as noted on the website at freezedryguy.com under Freeze Dry Food by the Case. All Mountain House back orders are caught up, and we are ordering and shipping on a regular basis. If you would like Mountain House freeze-dried cooked diced beef, cooked diced chicken, or cooked ground beef, Freeze Dry Guy can offer you 10% off on these superb products and still pay the shipping. Cooked diced beef is normally $273.18, your price is $245.86. Cooked diced chicken, normally $254.10, your price is $228.69. And cooked ground beef is normally $220.50, your price is only $198.45. Remember, Freeze Dry Guy still pays the shipping within the continental USA, even with these great prices. So contact the Freeze Dry Guy at 530-265-8333. That's 530-265-8333, or email info@freezedryguy.com. That's info@freezedryguy.com.
Grandma used to say, "Johnny, eat your greens." She knew something about health that we've mostly forgotten. Most of us get little or no greens daily. Forage Spectrum Chlorella gives 5 times the chlorophyll of any plant on earth for cleansing inside out, and 50 times more lutein than spinach for healthy eyes. All 8 essential amino acids, over 60% high-grade protein, and numerous vitamins and minerals. The cracked cell wall absorbs toxins, even heavy metals, and flushes them out of your system. Forage Spectrum Clean Green Superfood is a whole food concentrate with no negative side effects. 100% plant-sourced dehydrated chlorella, pressed into tablets using no binders, fillers, excipients, colorings, or other additives. 1 month supply, $35. 2 months, only $60 postpaid. Read more at 4spectrum.us. That's number 4spectrum.us. Call 903-714-7767. That's 903-714-7767. Order today.
That's right, folks. You're tuned in to the American Voice Radio Network. I'm Dan Howard, live from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm the host of the Outraged Patriots Radio Show. Glad to have you back here. We're here every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time at www.theamericanvoice.com. And for those of you on the West Coast, that's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And for those of you up in North Carolina, New York, Maryland, all of you on the East Coast, it's 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And for my brother, Dennis, up there in Colorado Springs, who's living on that mountain time, buddy, that's 7 to 9 p.m. for you. Hopefully you didn't have to be told that, but I figured I'd give you a mulligan on that one, like you need in golf. Well, folks, I tell you, there's some other legislators here that I want to speak about. For those of you who aren't aware of who is helping us in this fight against illegal immigration and who is shooting the water cannon at us on that matter. Again, we praised Senator Jim Inhofe earlier tonight for introducing legislation once again to make English the official language of the United States of America. I believe it was Senate resolution. It was an attachment to one of the bills. 1335, I believe, is the number of that. Also, we have John McCain out in Arizona is just totally against the majority of the American people on this, along with his fellow Senator of Arizona, John Kyle. And like I said earlier, Michelle Della Croce of the Mothers Against Illegal Aliens let out a press release this past week that she vows to take both these men out at the next election. Hopefully she's going to have great success out of the people in Arizona assisting her on that. I just cannot imagine what it's like to be in Arizona with those two morons occupying the two precious seats that they have in the United States Senate. You know, there's only 100 senators from the United States in the world, people. That is a very, very precious position in your government. And in the future, I hope the patriots will speak out strongly, very strongly. I don't care if you're a Democrat or if you're a Republican. It doesn't matter on this issue. You are either with us or you are against us. And I mean, when you're with us, we have Democrats, we have independents, we have third-party members, we have Republicans in our group of people. We have people that are not affiliated with politics because they're so fed up with the government. We have whites, we have blacks, we have Native Americans, we have Hispanics, we have Asians, we have people from all parts of the world that are U.S. citizens, that are our brothers, our friends, and patriotism, and they also have had a gutful of illegal immigration and the federal government's lack of doing its job and honoring the U.S. Constitution by securing our borders and deporting illegal aliens and fining. I mean, CEOs of these big companies out here, they need to be fined and carted off to the pokey when they get caught with these people working with them. I heard that there's one large chicken processing corporation that openly advertises in Mexican newspapers, come to work for so-and-so foods and enjoy the American dream and things of that nature. If anybody out there that's with our cause, that is both bilingual in English and Spanish, ever happens to run across, if there's any of you listening down in Mexico or Central America right now that run across one of those ads, I believe this company's located, headquartered out of either Arkansas or Virginia. If you see any of those ads, I'd like to get emailed or faxed copies of those because I think, that's public information, and if I can get my hands on those, I'm darn sure going to help them with their advertising efforts so that all Americans know who they're openly advertising for their jobs on their local U.S. soil in their local communities that evidently they're dissing the local citizens by not even offering the jobs to them. We have another one here that I want to give a high applause to. That's U.S. Senator Richard Shelby out of Alabama. He opposes amnesty for illegal aliens. We've got an article on the Outraged Patriots website. Came out middle of last week with his great American stance on the issue. And then here is a U.S. representative from the state of Missouri, and to be honest with you, I've never read much about her till this past week, but her name is Joanne Emerson, U.S. Representative Joanne Emerson. She's from the, I believe, southeast Missouri area, And I'm going to read a story to you here on the southeastmissourian.com website titled Emerson Calls for Roundup of Illegal Immigrants. All I can tell you, folks, is that sounds like the kind of rodeo that I want to go roping at. U.S. Representative Joe Ann Emerson called Wednesday for a roundup of all illegal immigrants so they can be returned to their home countries. What part of total American does everybody not understand about her? This lady is singing to my heart. Okay, back to the story. In a telephone conference call with reporters from the 8th Congressional District, the Cape Girardeau Republican denounced the immigration overhaul measure pending before the U.S. Senate. Instead of changing the immigration rules, Emerson said the nation should turn to a strong effort to enforce current laws. A part of that effort, she said, would be an attempt to find and send home illegal immigrants. Quote, "We have a manageable number we could round up in our district," she said. "They are, in fact, taking jobs that folks in our district could take. We are trying to stop illegal immigration," unquote. Another step to better enforce current laws would be to take restraints off local law enforcement officers. That would allow local police and sheriffs to investigate whether individuals in their community are in the United States legally. She went on to say, only when the alleged illegal has violated the law are they allowed to ask those questions. That is kind of crazy, she said. For more information, you can check back on that particular U.S. representative, Ms. Joanne Emerson, either here at the OutragedPatriots.com website or at the Southeast Missourian. That's SEMissourian.com. What a great, great person to have representing the state of Missouri. I cannot applaud you people strong enough in electing such a patriot to represent you in Congress. God bless the people of Southeast Missouri for having the guts to vote somebody and send them to Washington that wants to honor the U.S. Constitution. We've got Senator Charles Grassley here, a Republican senator from the state of Iowa, who's openly stated that this immigration deal concocted in secret by a chosen few in the legislature will legalize terrorists. Yeah, I want to go ahead and read this one to you here. I know I'm quoting from several people tonight, but hey, I'm just standing on the shoulders of giants. These are legislators that don't they don't have the time to come sit at my microphone every Monday night, so I'm going to take care of getting the word out to you. But by God, they're out there working in Washington, and at least they're taking a stand for their constituents, and God bless them. But this article was on Newsmax.com. It's titled, Senator Grassley States Terrorists Will Be Legal. Republicans worked to toughen a bipartisan immigration bill Wednesday as the Senate continued a freewheeling debate on a bill that would give millions of illegal immigrants quick legal status. Democrats planned an attempt to slash the number of foreign workers who could come to the U.S. on temporary visas under the measure's new guest worker program. The Senate began debate on a proposal by Senator Grassley to allow visas to be revoked without court review. Quote, current law allows aliens to run to the steps of our country's courthouses and take advantage of our system, unquote, Grassley said, warning that potential terrorists could stay in the country if his change was not adopted. Also expected was an effort by Senator Lindsey Graham to crack down on illegal border crossers with mandatory prison sentences. I believe he's a little late in taking the stand against immigration, that is, on Senator Graham. But the story goes on to say, as leaders in both parties sought to alter elements of the broad agreement that are drawing criticism from the court's orders. The measure would toughen border security and create a new workplace verification system to bar undocumented workers from getting jobs. It would create a point system for future immigration applicants that would place less emphasis on family connections and more on educational and skills in demand by U.S. businesses. Republicans responding to conservative criticism that the measure is too lenient were trying to bolster its security provisions and make it more difficult for illegal immigrants to get on a path to citizenship. Democrats, hearing criticism from labor unions and immigration groups on the guest worker program, were focusing on shrinking and otherwise altering it. Senator Bingaman, Democrat from New Mexico, was seeking to cap the number of annual visas available to temporary workers at 200,000 as compared to 600,000. A similar amendment passed the Senate last year by an overwhelming margin. As currently drafted, the temporary worker plan would allow up to 600,000 workers, largely unskilled, non-agricultural laborers in areas such as construction, landscaping, and meatpacking, to stay for up to 3-year stints, provided they left the United States for a year between each stay. Democratic attempt to strip the program altogether failed Tuesday in the first major test of the fragile immigration compromise. The Democrats are also planning attempts to ensure that more visas would be available for family members of permanent residents and U.S. citizens. The coalition of conservatives, liberals, and centrists who worked out the White House back deal are struggling to keep it intact. And you know what, people? I'm going to say right now what the good senator up in Iowa is trying to do by making that more conservative legislation is admirable, but I am sorry. They need to keep struggling to keep this legislation intact, because we are going to keep fighting to take this legislation and chop it up into a million pieces and file it under File 13. This current amnesty plan being proposed by the U.S. Senate, most of whom have kept the negotiations on this deal secret, they have basically taken a stance, in all honesty, it's a really close to being kind of like a totalitarian consortium of U.S. senators basically trying to force feed this legislation down the throats of Americans and their politicians who are representing those Americans who are totally against this bill. I just cannot believe the audacity shown by some of these senators. We've got another report here on France. Here's some world news for you. France, the new president, I believe he's already been sworn into office now, Nicolas Sarkozy, is basically the conservative French version of Tom Tancredo. He is a conservative who has had a gutful of watching France integrate under a wave of illegal immigrants, and his immigration ministry has recently just come out and said that we are not going to allow mass legalization of undocumented immigrants. I'll give you this quick news here. France's Minister of Immigration and National Identity, a new ministry created by President Nicolas Sarkozy, has ruled out legalizing undocumented immigrants en masse. The new ministry said today that government policy would be dictated by firmness and pragmatism. Quote, "We have to put aside massive legalization. It doesn't work, and it penalizes even the immigrants," Bryce Hortefeau said on Europe One Radio. Policy, he said, would be guided by, quote, "firmness and humanism with lots of pragmatism," unquote. He also said he planned to adhere to the policy of deporting illegal immigrants from France. The number of deportees was expected to reach some 25,000 this year, and Hortefeau said he would ensure that figure is reached. He's a longtime confidant of Sarkozy, and he was among those named to the new government on Friday. The conservative Sarkozy, elected president May 6th, had reached out to the anti-immigration far right to capture votes, notably ruffling some feathers in his own camp with his promise to create a Ministry of Immigration and National Identity.
No.
My gosh, a Frenchman with some manhood. I mean, this is just great. A French leader that really values the United States of America. He's someone that our legislators ought to look to, because they've got it, if not as rough, worse than we do in France right now, and it's going to take someone like this to keep the United States and the other allied forces from ever having to go back and save their country again. Lord help us should that happen. He also said he would not put into question a longstanding policy of family grouping by which immigrants in France can bring their families here. He indicated that modifications may be made in order to ensure that those who join other family members in France can be integrated. It must be carried out in respect for the dignity of those who want to come, and in a way that favors their integration, in which they become to love our country. Sarkozy had said he wants to ensure that those who join families in France can speak French, and that family members receiving them can support the newcomers. Sounds like they're finally getting a little common sense over there for the first time in about 100 years. My applause to the French voters there. You surprised me. Try to give credit where credit's due. There's a representative from the state of Florida, U.S. Representative Dave Weldon, Republican from Florida, that we want to give a little applause to. He recently was quoted in a story stating that the U.S. Senate is trying to give the U.S. public the, quote, No Illegal Immigrant Left Behind Act. I like this guy. He has the guts to step up and tell the American people exactly what his fellow legislators across the lawn there at Capitol Hill are doing. And hats off to Representative Dave Weldon of Florida. We've also got a situation that occurred here this past week, a little more news here out in Arizona, where 19 illegal aliens were held hostage in a drop house. It seems that police found 19 illegals being held in a Phoenix home on Sunday, a week ago from yesterday, after one of the illegals broke through a window, ran to a house across the street, and called 911. I got this from azcentral.com, a great source for illegal immigration enforcement news. The man who broke free told police three smugglers had been holding the immigrants at gunpoint, originally leading officers to believe they were dealing with a hostage situation. But when officers went inside the home, the immigrants said the smugglers ran away after the man ran across the street. Police were not looking for the smugglers because they believe they're long gone. Detective Durge said it was unclear whether the smugglers were armed, but the officers found two handguns and ammunition inside the home. Maybe that detective needs to look into that a little further. Two handguns and ammunition inside the drop house full of illegal aliens. So I'd like to think maybe that belonged to the people that were holding them hostage, and not those that were just sitting here waiting for their next trip to the place they plan to go take sanctuary in the United States. The story ended by saying the immigrants told police they had been held in the home against their will for between 1 and 3 weeks. The detective did not know how the immigrants were treated, but said none of them needed medical attention. Well, thank goodness. At least less murders going on than could be. U.S. Senator Robert Byrd, a Republican from West Virginia, recently called the Kennedy-Bush amnesty bill a magic wand. And also U.S. Senator Ben Nelson, a Democrat out of Nebraska, that's Ben Nelson, also took a stance that he is against the current immigration bill. And, we had an illegal alien arrested here a little over a week ago, about a week and a half ago, up in Wisconsin, by the name of, I believe it was Ezekiel, Ezekiel Lopez. He was pulled over on a traffic stop, and an 18-year veteran of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office approached the suspect to make contact and was shot in the face and killed in the line of duty. The suspect, again in this case, was arrested after an extensive manhunt. He was still found with a weapon on him at the time, according to the police, Ezekiel Lopez. And he had 8 alias names and 5 social security numbers. And was later found to be an illegal alien from Mexico. Again, we have a 7-year-old girl out here in the United States of America who just lost her father, an 18-year veteran of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office, and due to being shot in the face on a traffic stop by an illegal alien who was quoted as stating that he had had a little too much cocaine and tequila and that he had been fighting with his wife. I'd like to think that maybe we could rid ourselves of this kind of element in our society because cocaine and tequila abuse is absolutely something we do not need amongst those that are immigrating into our country, and that being only for those legally immigrating. I would still prefer that not be a particular trait. Folks, it's about time to end the show, and I just want to remind folks that it is Memorial Day, and today is the day that I always think about all my relatives that fought for my country, and those I don't even know, the unknown soldier, those who died in the war that created the independence of the United States of America, those who fought in the subsequent wars and the War of 1812 and the Civil War and the Spanish-American War and World War One and Two and the Korean conflict, Vietnam conflict, and those who have been in the Gulf conflicts. Every one of these men that fought for our country, they did so for each and every one of us in this country that are still alive to this day. And every one of them that gave that ultimate sacrifice are true heroes. There are only two people that died for you. And I saw a sign here that reiterated that. I've seen that on several emails. One is Jesus Christ, and one is the American GI. And I cannot agree with that more. Anytime you see a man in uniform, walk up to him and shake his hand. Tell him thank you for his service to his country. You never know if he'll be one of those that we have to pay tribute to on Memorial Day. You never know. And that man needs to know that. You need to write more letters to your people overseas. And go to some of the military support groups and their websites. If you don't have anyone that's in the military, that's in your family or friends that's in the military right now, that's overseas, again, contact the USO or several other military-related websites. There are many soldiers out there, and activists would be glad to give you some names and numbers of people that are fighting for our country. And whether it's a war you approve of or you don't approve of, when he's wearing that American flag and he's in uniform and he's on foreign soil, I've got his back, and I know that most Americans got his back. And his politicians may not necessarily have his best interest in line, but the American people do. And we know that the fellas that are on foreign soil right now are doing the most they can. Most of them have their hands tied to the point they really can't take the war on like they need to. But they've got my unequivocal support. I just hope that we can get them home soon. But today, if you haven't done so already, I hope you will take time and reflect. And, you know, whoever you worship in your life, be it Jesus Christ or whoever your spiritual leader is, thank them for the American GI. I have an uncle I've mentioned before that's a World War II veteran, lives out in western Oklahoma, and he was a POW. The man was beaten and starved as a POW in Germany in 1945. And he came home and took him about 40 years to be able to discuss much of it with me. But he served his country when called upon. And Uncle Bob, if you're listening, I just want to tell you that you're my hero. And I appreciate you for your service to your country. And I want to say thank you to all the folks in uniform that are listening tonight. You listen to those seasoned sergeants out there in the field. You do what they tell you. You young guys, they'll keep you alive. But when you're in doubt, you use your head and you bring yourself home. You do what you know is the right thing to do. Again, I want to pay tribute to all those in uniform, and I want to thank God for everyone that died for this country, because without these men, these people that are criticizing us for using our First Amendment rights, they would not have the chance to do what they're doing right now if it wasn't for the American GI. I want to tell you right now, I'm getting an IM here from a retired Marine buddy of mine that has the American Disquisition talk show. He sent me a link here that says it's a news update from the Liberty Post. And, I can't get it to pull up. Maybe I'll be able to post it to the website here shortly. Either way, Drew did 10 years in the Marines. I believe he did 3 years in Southeast Asia and served his country. And I invite those of you who are not familiar with his show to tune in at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, Central Time, 11 a.m. to noon, on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, that's been this week's show, folks. I appreciate you tuning in. If you like our show, if you have any comments or concerns, send us an email to www.outragedpatriots.com. I'm your host, Dan Howard, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Give us a visit at theoutragedpatriots.com, and remember, if you ain't legal, you can't fly with the eagle. Be careful, folks. Have a good week.